Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Hands up, eyes open, the fist clenched. Face and you get some of this good shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, it is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure and two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all won't listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
going dumb. Let me boost you with my war rap, cause I'ma break it down to the nitty gritty one time. When it comes to the lyrics, I get busy with mine. Busy as a beaver, you best believer. This grand diva's running shit with the speed of a cheetah. Me the Liverpool murderer, I'm serving them like two scoops of chocolate. Check out how I rock it, I'm the one that's throwing bolos. You better roll a rolo to find out I'm the number one solo. The capital R-A, now take it to the G-E. I bring the things to light, but you still can't see me. I flow like the monthly, you can't grant my style. For those that tried to punk me, here's a parent child. No need to say no, check the flow. Rage in the back one smoke, so now you know I rock rough and stuff with my Afro pop.
Rock on with your band.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro pop.
Rock on with your band.
Now I'm hitting them scenes like, oh, you get. Ain't no doubt about it, I'm the undisputed. So what you wanna do is back on up. I'll tap that butt, wax the cut, pass the buck. You'll put your money on the breadwinner. I kick lyrics so dope that the brothers call them head spinners. I got the tongue that is outdone anyone. From the rising to the setting of the sun or the moon, I consume the room with doom. When I hear the kick of an 808 bass, boom, boom, bam, got damn. I'm hitting so hard, you can say it's a grand slam. Dark punk get broken off a chunk when they feel the funk of the rhythm that I give up. Let it hit them, split them, did it, now we're rid of them, yeah. I put that on my unborn kids, rage in effect, so you know how it is. I rock rough and stuff with my Afro punk.
Hey, rock on with your band.
Moment of truth, baby.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons are blessings you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lace tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust, but I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point, so I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down, just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coup, for we all must meet our moment of truth. Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high, cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has its day, and like they say, God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth, as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Truth. Yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head to start. Another one is pointed at your weak-ass heart. Now if I pull the trigger on these fully loaded lines, you're gonna wish I would've pulled a black nine. I'm Mac Dimes, crack the spines of the fake gangsters. Yeah, the fighting trifling niggas and the studio pranksters. Yo, looking at the situation plainly, will you remain G, or will you be looked upon strangely? I reign as the articulator with the greater data, revolving on a task and much doper than my last jam. While others struggle to juggle tricky metaphors, I explore more to expose the core. A lot of MCs act stupid to me, and we have yet to see if they can match our longevity. But anyway, it's just another day, another fake jack I slay with my spectacular rap display. Styles smooth but rugged, you can't push or shove it. You dig it and you dug it, cause like money you love it. The king of monotone with my own throne, righteously violent prone. My words bring winds like cyclones, storming your hideout, blocking out your sunlight. Your image and your business were truly not done right. Throw up your heel now, divine saviors. You got no hand skills, there's no security to save you. No pager, no celly, no drop top Benzie. I came to bring your phony hip-hop to an end. My art of war will leave you sore from the abuse, cause you must meet your moment of truth. They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. No one is untouchable, no man is bulletproof. We all must meet our moment of truth, truth.
Imagine if you could go back, actually talk to the motherfuckers that came. I mean, the first motherfuckers that came in the slave shit.
Excuse me. No. We back for everything you owe, no longer oppressed, cause now we overthrow those that place us in this rock mess. No less than real strategy and pick our enemies right. Who stands accused of being abused, my own kind of rock. Not disregarding what you're thinking, but you must abandon ship, cause once I rip your whole shit is sinking. Supreme ideology you claim to hold, claiming that we all drug dealers with empty souls. That used to set me to roll, commit to violence in the midst of an act of war. Witnesses left silent, shout black talent style thoughts I throw. It remains in your brain, then of course it grows, baby. Even your babies can produce and ride. Picture a life where black babies can survive past five. But we must have hope, quoting the reverend from the pulpit. Refuse to turn the other cheek, we must have
defeat the evil culprit. Lace me with words of destruction and I'll explode. But supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems, I bring solution with the restitution stipulated through the Constitution. You violated, now I'm back to haunt your night. Listen to the scream of the lives you sacrificed. And in case you don't know, ghetto born black seeds still grow. We coming back for everything you owe.
How do you plead, Mr. Shakur? How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Yes, sir.
How do you plead?
You know how I plead.
Come on! Not guilty on the grounds of insanity, it was him and me. Busting at my innocent family, say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude. Busting, talking about where is the Quaaludes. What you say, fool? Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered. Before he screamed, nigga, motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering the rain of blows to my hands and knees. Well, I survive as God watching. I grab his gat and bust his self-defense, my only option. God damn. Now they got me going to the county jail, and my family can't pay this outrageous bail. Try to offer me a deal, they told me if I swear, move me and my people to a mansion in Brazil, not me. So this is how it is, no friends. I'll be stressed and they just repossess my bins. Told the judge it was self-defense, he won't listen. So I'm bumping into federal prison, giving everything I owe.
Smirking when I get the person.
I wonder is after death, after my last breath, when will I finally get to rest through this depression? They punish the people that's asking questions and those that possess. Still from the ones without possessions, the message I stress. To make it stop, study your lessons, don't settle for less. Even the genius asks questions, be grateful for blessings. Don't ever change, keep your essence. The power is in the people and politics we address. Always do your best, don't let depression make you panic. And when you get stranded and things don't go the way you planned it, dreaming the riches, in a position of making a difference. Politicians are hypocrites, they don't wanna listen. If I'm insane, it's the fame made a proper change. It wasn't nothing like the game, it's just me against the world.
Larger issues that
up, get a hold of your life, go get your cake up. The motto in the streets is you eat or you get ate up. Straight up, you're tired of waiting, go get your weight up. My people's tired of waiting for reparations to pay up. Screaming Jesus can save us. I get the Bentley if I save up, but that's just another trick to enslave us. Push the minimum wages, put our fathers up in them cages, then watch how our mothers struggle to raise us. But my ambition won't let me live in this poor condition that doesn't care about color, creed, or your religion. Free politicians gotta listen to opposition. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in.
Allah said, save the babies from the cold. Pour wisdom in their cups to the truth overflow. Still knowledge is that bread that keeps us well fed. Oh, time religion would not bring us satisfaction without action. Now who can disagree with me? God is not a mystery. There's nowhere in history that you can show and prove to me. But still your faith eats and I can head to me religiously. I'm G.O.D. to infinity, for real.
World won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it up, just you and me.
For reparation. Bush administration, inequality, martial law, segregation, falsehood, false teaching, false education. Now it's time for us to come amongst this nation. They deceiving us, they don't believe in us. They believe in that cream like Julius Caesar. I'm like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X with the healer. Ripping the chains of the remains of all of the leaders. Never worship an image of evil swine eaters. I'm on the back of the bus with two fine demons. We in the jungle of life, but never jungle fever. I'm God body all day long, spiritual life lessons that I receive. A song, trying to wake up everybody, can we all get along? For my people that's out there persevering through the storm. Black fish, that now I stand up, stand strong. Penetrate through the gate and bring the clan along.
Than ever. Thought we was chilling, striving, change for the better. But it was a dream like Martin Luther. He had a vision that could move mountains. Protect one another, that's words of my brother Malcolm. As-salamu alaykum, wa alaykum as-salam. We want justice, police supposed to protect and serve. And then they shoot us down like wild animals. The nerve of them cold-hearted killers with blue suits playing our black youth. The earth cries from all the blood that's being spilled. We need a solution fast, yes, Shalom Bill. Let me educate them, translate it, meaning God's will. It goes all in together, together how we are. Stand with a plan, divided, we down to fall. And that's the Willie Lynch tactic. that separated the mass and taught us all a thing backwards.
Oh shit, my man, how can you be?
With some mud, trees wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make every game glow. Black homes, black souls, we need more than black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie hands, better take them back home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the Hampton House. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, less me in handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of all and fuck the law, they labeled all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speaking the camera. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead us on, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the book, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed casts because I'm black. And we got in the glow from the seeds to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third eye more awake than I woke. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can't let them devils outdo me. Ever since school, man, them teachers tried to screw me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the stool, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Cargo on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it. Known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And watch me get it. I'ma hop up on the track and fuck the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Damn that nigga hitting every note, it go. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because for the simple reason that I'm too young and that I want to live a little bit longer. What you did, you did already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see that to me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Who we be? Man, we be the ones to understand the importance of politicizing the gun. The ideological sons and daughters of the black cats, and we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we in ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than average cat's rap records. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all will show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's of conscience. Who we be? You see, we done enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice as blind, and practice without theory as a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Smiling faces and aging provocateurs. Prison tours, lack of a community space, in other words, a motherfucking base. Distinguishing from simple mistakes of that which is being orchestrated by the states.
We are all. We are all.
Saints and slander to questionable motherfuckers just popping up randomly to false flagging ass Panthers. Sometimes, oftentimes, at times. COINTELPRO and Negroes. Prices being placed in our heads by motherfuckers with a whole bunch of money and nothing more would make theirs and those that they work for a day. Stupid shit to opportunists and visionists. Being financially fucked up to being tired of this battle. But still covering the expressions of the machine.
We don't want
love with our black apple hats and cups.
We ain't got hands, we got paws.
Sometimes, oftentimes, and at times. You know, sometimes when I ride, deep down inside, in my heart as well as in my mind, while keeping confidence within the cubs and the community alike, and maintaining that historical Panther pride, I say shit, the sons of anarchy ain't even had to deal with the shit that the cubs had to cope with. Sometimes, oftentimes and at times, cub love, sometimes
community love. We love the people because we love the people.
Y'all done heard of things like the Comedy Manifesto, this and that. This is for the streets, this is the Ghetto Manifesto. So let this be heard. Pull your partner, grab your girl, leave nothing behind. But this is a universal call through geographical lines. Stones, D's, Crips and Bloods, bangers and ballers, hustlers and thugs. From the ghettos, the barrios, the strips and sets, from the packed prisons and back to the projects. From the crews and Compton to the hoods in Harlem, once politicized, what can stop them? Throughout the north and the south, the east and the west, cats in the colleges, and don't forget the roughnecks. Let the soldiers in Seattle stand and shout, to the Mississippi movers way down south. To the cores of the caves and the souls in the hole, to the dedicated diehards held on death row. From the OGs to the peewees, from the beginners to the vets, this is a call to the wild, so let this be heard. From the city dwellers and back to the birds, brothers in Boston and sisters in D.C., to the mean Magnolias in New Orleans, to the captains in Colorado, to the fighters in Folsom, to the brothers in Brittany battling across the ocean, from Angola to Atlanta, potential warrior tribes, this shit so intense it transcends those lines. Sleeping giants who can't afford to rest, descended the slaves who shouldn't forget. Deep down in Detroit in the guts of Gary, get wise to the guys, your adversaries. Now I'm still with you, soldiers, standing strong in the veal. Through the hard times, the lockdowns, the rest of the deal. Send a signal to the Supermax that we send them our love. From Sayyik and Pelican Bay to back to towns of Gov. From the boot camps, the juvies, and the women in jail. I feel your pain, I know it's hard when you're living in hell. Through the veins of Virginia and alleyways, to the riders in Richmond, redirect that rage. Legends of Lucasville, let me know if you're listening. Let them know in Rikers Island about this type of resistance. Own up, all bullshit aside. Gotta get it together for the stakes are high. As a matter of fact, word to the warriors of Wichita, wave the clinch fence. From San Antonio to Sacramento, let them feel this shit. From the boogie down Bronx to the forces in Philly, to the cats in Cleveland, to the Windy City. Leave a tie to my essays in East LA. Bring the sounds of the Browns and the spirit of Chase. Let the spirit of the Panthers once again be redeemed. Bring the Ueys and the Huds once again to the scene. They say we're facing extinction, but I refuse to lose them. Yeah, you should tell it to the hoods and the hearts of Houston. But those who miss this message, wake them up and let them know. It's past time they realize there's no more gangs in the ghetto.
Free 'em all,
brother Tim, live and direct.
Free 'em all. Leave us up eyes with a fist cut, y'all. Let's do this. Let's get out the loads another episode of Free 'em All Radio here live and over intellectual radio. We come a little late, y'all, but quality time. My way is quantity time. So if y'all can, man, those who better step out the room for a minute and take a pause for the calls. How about those front runners and let them know? Once again, this song, you know what I'm saying? 929-477-379. Also 708-223-8953. Program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hopper Jr., Robert Allen, a.k.a. Lady Rage. Locked and loaded. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's tape history, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. All right, let's get right into it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's moving and grooving. We're going to go through some general topics today, you know what I'm saying? First of all, I don't think our co-host is going to be on with us tonight. I was saying condolences to her. Family, then they got a funeral coming up in a couple of days. His brother, he's a famed rodeo rider. Give me a minute to pull up his name, y'all. And it's Houston. He was murdered in Texas, Utah. So I'll pull it up in the meantime, between time. But let's get right into it. There's a whole bunch of things happening. What do we say? Okay, just in your live video. I don't know what that is. Let me know what that is. I'll bring it live and try to figure out. Yeah. A lot of people say, let me go get any calls in queue. Cause I get calls all day of the week. Man, I want to talk about this. What's going on? 929-477-3785. Press 1, y'all. Get straight to it. I know a lot of us, if not, including myself, have not come down from the phenomenal chairman for his streets party again, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hey, obviously, don't be the dead horse. We're going to keep it live, Patrick, going. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that was Chairman Fred having his 74th birthday. Next year, he'll be 75 years old. We still moving and grooving. That's phenomenal. Prince, this salute. All those, you know what I'm saying? And everything is political, man. You know, a lot of times you see the end result. You don't know the struggles that go on. We just want to say, to do something on our own terms, y'all. Hey, man, self-determination is a hell of a thing. Self-determination is a hell of a thing, man. And once you taste it, you don't want to go back. You know what I'm saying? The event was, the Chairman Fred birthday celebration street party was phenomenal. But let the record reflect. Had there been some things that come through or something that's been up to par as it was, we'd rather have that as opposed to a quote-unquote well put together event that the state provided. In other words, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah had assessed. It's better to be, quote-unquote, misgoverned by yourself or your own entity as opposed to what you see is correctly governed by a foreign entity. I don't know what a lot of cats hear. And I'm constantly reminded how many people are not, you know, have no frame of reference of self-determination. They have never tasted, they have no frame of reference. You know what I'm saying? None. Well, you hear about the war stories of an organization standing up on its own terms, not 10 toes down with panther paws on the ground, getting up 6 in the morning, providing free breakfast, you know what I'm saying, for children, and not because some government study came out and said that on their own terms. When you know about cats versus Deputy Minister Hell, Ronald Doc Satchel, not because the CDC sanctioned them, but they'll send a Black Panther Party. You know what I'm saying? When you know about these forces, man, being armed with a politic that, man, bred self-determination, I mean, the aura of it, the way they wrote, the way you talk, and you come in the Black Panther Party, because I'm saying it's all humbleness. Even as Malcolm X said, even my mistakes belong to us. It's a whole different feeling, man. Whole different feeling, man. All right, y'all get locked and loaded. Y'all come on with it. 929-477-3785. Let's make history. Let's take history, y'all. That's what it is. Y'all feel free to call in, Cub in with us. Let us know we here. You dig? I see y'all tapping in with us. Y'all saying, let them know they can tap in over here on the stream yard. Chairman, you can subscribe, Chairman Fred Jr. You dig? Also, they can go on Facebook. Let's get some formalities out of the way. We're going to have some paperwork problems on a few things, though. We're going to work it out, though. In the meantime, between time, y'all still make y'all come on through support. You know, the work at the Hampton House, man. Y'all, those who got to see that phenomenal, that light, that path of blue grass, with that black club right there in the front. You dig? They talk about they play football. They going to play on the grass, AstroTurf. You know, and you say, well, it doesn't make a big difference. And they said home court advantage, and you know the football players prefer that home that turf, that feeling of that, don't say that band, that panther blue, man. You know what I'm saying? That black cup. So, hey, man, it sticks to the mind of our people, man. Y'all forgive me. I'm drinking out. You know, I'm not doing no commercials for no other entities, man. Like, this coffee though. Do we have any calls in queue? So can you keep this up? We got a lot to discuss, a lot to touch on, a lot to build on. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, Brother Chairman, no calls in queue. No calls. If you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Come on.
I dare not. Come on, comrade. I dare not negate.
Come on, Brother.
I dare not negate. Come on. Call in queue.
We have a caller. Yes, caller 667, Fremont.
Hello?
Welcome to Fremont Radio. Welcome to Fremont Radio.
Good evening.
Yes, indeed.
Good evening, Brother Hampton. Good evening, brother.
Good evening. Good evening to you as well.
I'm calling because I'm currently in Baltimore City right now, and the brother Tommy Smith, that ran track down New Mexico, I mean down Mexico, that won first place. He came to my city. He came to my city. He's in Baltimore now, and he does a book event. I come up there all snazzy, bro. Got my dreads all twisted, suit and tie on, things like that. Security stops me at the door. They have a picture of me. And what they are saying is that I had problems with the author. Now, me and you, I know that I don't have any, no brother in their right mind has problem with Dr. Tommy Smith. You understand? Now, there's a Caucasian CEO that runs that branch of the library. And she's disconnecting brothers that are authors like me that's coming there trying to network with people and making it seem like it's something completely different. And it's a shame, man. That's what's going on currently right now in Baltimore City.
Baltimore, we referenced it on many occasions, is Tubman City, because that was a major port, a major, you know, so a major thoroughfare of the Lady Harriet Tubman. And it's been a while since I've been there. In fact, I'm kind of, I was just, before you called, before you tapped in, I was about to mention the phenomenal movie you did in Philadelphia. Usually, like the East Coast, Philadelphia, New York, anywhere, I usually make, or tend to make my rounds. You know, follow. Sound is choppy. You know what? You know, it might be me, cause I, on Facebook, I might get an update something. I think they missed, okay, yeah. Facebook is some, okay, Stephen, man, say, here's this choppy. Is this choppy for someone else on Facebook? On Facebook, let me know if it's choppy for you. Can you hear me clear or is it choppy?
I can hear you. I can hear you clear.
I might want. You on Facebook? Are you on Facebook though? Can you know, are you on Facebook?
I'm on Instagram. I'm using the Instagram
app. Yeah, you're on Instagram. Okay. Let me somebody on Facebook let me know if they can hear me all right. Cause I just a second, last week I heard it was kind of choppy. So,
okay.
Let me know. Okay. So, if it's difficult on Facebook, y'all come on over to YouTube and Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube and tap in with us. Question is,
yes, sir.
I mean, yeah, it's choppy on Facebook. Okay. Yeah. Okay. When I get back, I need somebody to help me update this with that one. So, if y'all can, those on Facebook, if they can, tap into Instagram or also on YouTube at Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube, if you can. Right on. Y'all come on here, come on over to YouTube, and we're gonna make sure I tap, you know, update this app or whatever. Yeah, no doubt, because if you want to come here, see, you know, we got some problems on the Fed book. So those, yeah, okay, Sid, come over if you can. If y'all, I mean, you can use third person. Okay, y'all can come over to YouTube. Go on YouTube and type in Chairman Fred Jr. And we're gonna try to do this Facebook thing later on. Okay, we get back to back. Okay, it is Facebook. It's not you, Stephen Lee. Okay, it's not you. It's Facebook. Yeah. So, I'm y'all come on over here with us on YouTube or Instagram. On Instagram. The comment in regards to okay. Now let me just for clarity again. You say you Tommy Smith, the book he authored was right on. He
Victory Stand.
He say it again.
The book he's doing now is Victory Stand.
Victory Stand. And this is the background information. It was Tommy Smith and Walter Carlos with Ray Clint Fist in New Mexico, 1968, the Olympics. And I forgot the other brother who didn't even go to the Olympics. You know, because the more brothers, they were so state, they didn't even go to the Olympics. Let me give you all the background we're dealing with. And after the George Foreman, and then despite he waved the American flag, the next thing the following day, so I'm just giving the context. And you were saying that at the book, so it wasn't Tommy Smith. It was the CEO of the library in Baltimore that said, "What did you had an issue with you coming in because what?"
Tommy Smith, he's actually coming tonight. He's there tonight doing a writer's or author's event.
Oh.
And I came to show face because too many people don't come to Baltimore, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And what was the issue? If you say that you couldn't get in, or you anticipate you can't get in?
I could not get in because of the CEO. I forgot this lady name, but there's a Caucasian CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want brothers that's into books and things going there and networking with people.
Mm.
She's not allowing photos.
What front is she saying that you and others are not allowed to come into the curiosity? What is she saying that you can't? You know, I mean, it feels the capacity. What is she saying? The reason that you just out of curiosity.
Her excuse was that mm-hmm. I had problems with
yes.
her excuse. The CEO excuse was that I had problems with the author, Mr. Tommy Smith.
You did or she did?
She did. No, she had told the security that was the reason to validate me not being allowed in while he was in there.
The white CEO of the library, Mr. Haynes, correct me. Saying that you and others, or just you, not be allowed to come into the book signing because she has some issues with it.
She claimed I had issues.
You had issues.
Right.
Okay. Is there some way that, you know what I'm saying, so if you get, before you get there for the event, you know what I'm saying, contact them, let them know what's going on? Is it that possible?
I could hit his email, but that's the best I could do, and I know he's probably going to be busy during the time.
Yeah, I recommend that. I mean, because I tell you, we wait, like different venues happen, whether it be, you know, authors of books or even artists, concerts. We real big about, you know, right there, talking directly, because I know a lot of times it be managers or have, you know what I'm saying, or people, the venue sponsors, you know what I'm saying, and cut off a lot of the connection to the community. So a lot of times we be right there, touch down, you know what I'm saying, with who's ever coming in, you know what I'm saying, just speak to them directly, because a lot of times they put these people between and they can stop. So I don't know if you want, you know what I'm saying, you want to go that route, you know what I'm saying, that's how we usually operate. You know what I'm saying, I recommend you might want to call it, you know, the email route, but we be right there, you know, hyping up the, I can't count how many concerts, how many book signings? We had to talk to people directly, you know. So, you know, the people who sponsor the venue try to, you know, stop us. They'll tell us, you know, you can't talk to the person, so on and so forth. So that's what I recommend you do. I don't know if you get you say a few other brothers they stop it. If you can get them to go along with you, that'd be right, you know, ideal. If not, plan B, I guess, will be, you know, send email. Worst case scenario, it may, you know, mainly out of resume, a track record. Different venues he's been stopping to, you know, saying they've been hindering the support. Because, like, even similar to any other venue, like they talk about, like, in the movie theaters, you know, they go back and check the counts for how the support for black movies. They say the money is low, but, like, it's, you know, they have all types of scams where you go pay to see one movie and they divert the movie to the ticket sales to a white venue. So it's all, you know, everything,
right,
all types of different dynamics you're taking to account. So yeah, so you know, so that's a couple of options I would suggest that you do.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Right on. We live in the Rick on Free Mar Radio. And again, the book Victory Stand. Those lots of put that, you know. Let's open the door with this discussion. The climate, and even how athletes, the stance that athletes, entertainers were taking. And it was not out of, you know, just like a vacuum. It was a climate during the Black Power movement of the 60s that upped the ante, you know, where everyone had to play some role with the struggle. And it wasn't that you know what I'm saying, if you people wouldn't fight for entertainers, athletes for them to get a position. Athletes had more honor, entertainers were honored to say, how can I support what's going on in the streets? Because that's how movies, it comes from a groundswell. And you may have seen the pictures with the two brothers with a leather glove on the fist, with the clenched fist. This is and also, you should take out the after effect also that went down, you know what I'm saying, with Walter Carlos, Tommy Smith, and others. And, you know, I forgot, you know, his marriage was impacted heavily. I think, you know, if I'm correct, divorce, the jobs, all this. These are things that come into context with struggle. So I feel a reactionary assessment of struggle. Like, wow, he's going to give them fight. And when people say stuff like that, and it tells me their naivety or, you know what I'm saying, or their agenda. You know, because this is, a lot of people talk like they're good organizers under uncontested conditions. In other words, they talk, you know, you're talking about that. Whether we're doing an event, or organizing, like there's no counterinsurgency. And I say counterinsurgency, not just a physical attack, not just a military attack, not just a locking you up, not just your relationships, not just your job, not just your mental health, the attacks. And, you know, people say like even during the venue, you say, well, this artist comes to this event. I don't know if y'all just seen, some people may just be getting hip to it. The FBI files on Aretha Franklin. How they surveillance Aretha Franklin, you know what I'm saying? And this was not due to her relationship. This is no slight, not to sound sacrilegious. This wasn't due to her relationship with the church. This wasn't due to her, you know, being a phenomenal singer. Any points of unity with the struggle. This is when you see, so you know what I'm saying, and, you know what I'm saying, the heat that comes down. And a lot of people are not familiar with this, and they have no frame of reference. So you have to look at the Chairman Fair Streets Party, you know what I'm saying? And you look at under attack what we were able to do, you know what I'm saying? And I don't feel people say, well, this group does this and they have this, Black Lives Matter have this, and you know what I'm saying? You're taking, you know what I'm saying? You, again, the Black Panther Party, when people just, you know what I'm saying, say such reactionary assessments, you know, what is the difference? They even ask that question. Even certain artists I put in context, and this is no slight. People say stuff like, you know, or you think it was the best rapper, Tupac, or man, whoever it be. You talking about a force that in Atlanta pulled up and defended some cats when the police was attacking, we didn't know from a can of paint. You talking about a cat who comes from the lineage of the Black Panther Party. You talking about a cat that addressed, who upped the ante. You talking about a cat who didn't see the world through a subjective bubble, who talked about Brenda's got a baby and broke down how it impacts the whole community. You talking about a cat, you know what I'm saying, was a child and the fans was around his home. You know what I'm saying? So this is a whole different, and it's not no bragging rights or ego tripping, but to put it in context what you're dealing with, you know what I'm saying? This is a parity, you know what I'm saying, when you talk about, you know, my uncle, they have a free breakfast program too. You to even dare to put that in the context of the Black Panther Party, where the federal government was putting out all type of. We on the air. We on the air. Okay, I lost my volume. I know probably y'all. I need to start this back again. Cause I probably lost the volume. Wow. I just seen his brother on Instagram, Lamon Ruck. I couldn't think of his name the other day. This actor, Lamon Ruck, had a phenomenal discussion with him some years back. Lamon Ruck. Yeah. Right on. Stephen Lynn from Monroe, Louisiana. Show you right. Keep back on Instagram, y'all. All right, keep moving the groove, y'all. Let Instagram people get back in with us. Let me know if the volume is back with y'all. Is back on the volume. Is volume good? We choppy on Facebook, so y'all might want to come on over to YouTube Live. Any more any questions? Yeah. Oh, okay, on conversation in his autobiography, Silent Jester, published about 30 years later, Smith revised his statement that the jester was not at all. This is important to note for the book. He revised his statement that this jester was not a black power salute per se, but rather a human rights salute. The demonstration is regarded as one of the most overtly political statements in the history of the modern Olympics. And it's, and the deal is, it was a climate during the Black Power movement of the 60s that accepted, you know, that it was cool or chic, you know, you know, it was, you know, it impacted relationships, you know, it related to the struggle. And the deal is similar to that of the, in the ruling class, how many people engage in the counterinsurgency. We dare not flatter people to think they can articulate or sum up. And that's, I tell you, if you, Chairman Fred knew the Paper Panthers were, he knew the Rally Panthers was. He knew it was who. In street organizations, in groups, in fact, with the American Revolution. Very contrary to what many historians have put out, the people related to the narrative of Patrick Henry, give me them tick, give me death. This consensus was, as what Thomas Jefferson said, one third was for, one third was against, and one third was to win blue. Organizers must be some cats can never relate or articulate, and that's why the ruling class grabs certain people to be spokespersons or to articulate what is the man who we're fighting for. And the deal is, to the climate. Do you want to ask a certain amount of leeway, a certain amount of security space for the state to pick out those who, you know, we fight for? A lot of cats, you know, listen to be like, fuck the police, fuck the people, to be reactionary. But the move just to set a climate and never such a sort of a disappointment for, because one characteristic of the petty bourgeoisie is they will, you know, say, it can be wishy-washy, you know, say, who's interest? James Brown. By no means, you know, James Brown sound black and I'm proud. He was some advocate for the rights of African people. People could let the record reflect. Prior to that, he's, you know, saying he's with Nixon, Kissinger, all of them, you know what I'm saying? But the whole big, you know, so the deal is the Vanguard Party has a, you know, say the some of the ruling class, they don't, the ruling class, they very clear, you know, saying that the people you have, the soldiers and Bob Hope going, these people can't assess. Well, we want to push the imperialist agenda, or, you know, so while we're going over to Vietnam, Korea, so on and so forth. These forces, in fact, Bob Hooper wanted to, so this is not something that just happened with, you know, within our community, where these forces, these people, they sold out. No. Bob Hope at one point tried to step back, so he didn't want to go and perform. Then some strange shootings happened outside his window. He said, you know what, I'm ready to go back to perform. The climate, you know what I'm saying? And that's revolution as opposed to a war. Even in the war, you get the impression all these soldiers are over there, they're fighting for the country, so on and so forth. But the reality is, if you dare, that's why I like to ask a question, oh, man, I'm over here, man, pay for education, you know what I'm saying, get a job, you know, so on and so forth. And that's the people look for this gift rap revolution or these perfect allies. When are we going to all come together? Never. Chan, when is anybody going to be able to say? Never. Well, see, I'm going to wait till we're going to all come together. When you come up that utopia trip, we'll be waiting in the ghettos. Excuse me, scratch that. We're going to be organizing the ghettos and the pillars. We're going to continue to organize. Because we know that they're going to send some forces. So the reality is, sometimes you're going to have some National Guard niggas. You have some Navy SEAL motherfuckers. In other words, some cats can come in. You can look at, and then you got some forces, like core forces, committed to this here. In certain forces, you can go back and look, okay, it must have been the relationship this time. Or it must have been, you know, they must have gone through this, you know, so the police must kick their ass at this particular time. Then you have those who are committed and consistent, who are saying, and that's the dynamic of structure. God, they said, well, I'd be speaking, and Jelly said, we're all leaders. I said, what type of abstract world is she on? If you went to a basketball game and they told you we all are leaders on this basketball team, man, you won't get up out of there so quick, it's ridiculous. A basketball game. Philadelphia was up the hook, y'all. I want to commend these forces. The Peace Park in Philadelphia was phenomenal. Peace Park was phenomenal, you know. Thomas Lavinia and others, the work that's going on there in Philadelphia, it was phenomenal, you know. You really had the Hampton House feel there, you know what I'm saying? You know, just the relationship to people, there is a real good feel. Y'all come on, call in with us, club me at 929-477-3785. And see, the class contribution in our community, like I intentionally noted, there were certain forces who didn't even go to the Olympics. Got these brothers' name. They didn't go. So we're not even going. And you have to put stuff in, like, I tell you, you hear about certain forces, there's others that you, the state will make sure, you know, don't let them know about these cats. So we have to up the ante on the ground so heavy that even the petty bourgeoisie, others, even whatever force reacts, they force to, you know, fake the funk, you know what I'm saying, up the ante. That James Brown himself, you know what I'm saying, up the ante. It's a different dynamic. You know, so you've seen people, even I forget that thing when Sammy Davis Jr. tried to come back and he tried to get an overnight black card and he was trying to do it real quick. It was due to the climate. They forced certain dynamics. So even a ruling class, man, you got to fake the funk, man. You know what I'm saying? No sound on IG. Wow. Damn, that's why I hate when they call messed up, man. No sound on Instagram. When the phone calls come in, can you hear me on Instagram? No, can you get up? You can't hear me. Let me try this again. Damn. Can you hear me now on Instagram? Let me know if you can hear me on Instagram. Let me know if you can hear me on Instagram. Happy birthday, niece. I see you in the building. Can you hear me on Instagram? No? I'm going to click out and come back in.
Back live
for
that, Brother Tim.
Back in live, y'all. Back in live. Okay, we live. Y'all call in. Let us know y'all input, what y'all want to talk about. Where we at? Y'all to reveal us in the building and show you right. Okay, we live.
Y'all call in. Let us know y'all input, what y'all want to talk about. Where we at?
929-477-3785. Press 1 to get you heard. Our next major event is October 15th. That's our next major event party. Birthday. I got an echo in the background. We must set a tone. Well, Ian, I was a chairman of Friends Peace Party August 30th. You had the Maywood Fest. And you've seen a different dynamic. You've seen, you know, people telling us more and more black people came out, even though they was talking about it. You know what I'm saying? The movie Judas and the Black Messiah, the Billie Holiday movie talking about the fans watching and so on. We have to up the ante. You've seen the climate in the 60s. when you see the transformation of the devil disciples to the black disciples, the black stone ranks, the black peace stone nation, the black stone is the pre-medical center. You on the phone? Okay, are you trying to tap in? Is it calling Q? Yeah, this is choppy on this. I got to get this Facebook. So if y'all can't, come on to YouTube. Go to YouTube and Channel Fred Jr. on YouTube. Channel Fred Jr. Because his Facebook is choppy. Facebook is choppy.
Free Mall, brother.
Free Mall's coming in.
Hey, brother comrade, this is Kwabena. How you doing, man? Chairman Junior.
Hey, what's happening, African Fremont? What's happening?
Oh man, it's revolution.
I'm sure you know. Right on.
Yeah.
You know, we've been on a number of times with us. You know, not just on the radio, but in the field. You know, just these contradictions in regards to the music. So, and, you know, I'll use that term loosely. Also, we missed the mission. This is a former Deputy Minister of Defense, Toronto Gisaga's nephew. Also brought to my attention that I finally got some headway in regards to this street side of Malcolm X, being named in Malcolm X honor in Gary, Indiana. Is that correct?
Man, yes, indeed, brother. Y'all know, you know, because we talked about it many times, you know, on December 4th. You know, when we speak during the chairman's celebration of his birth, and we talk about it, man, we've been struggling for 22 years to get a street named in honor of our dear brother Omar Wally Malcolm X. 22 years in Gary, a city that's like 85 and 90%
African.
Yes.
People may say, what's the big deal about, you know, 22 years of fight to have a street named after Malcolm X? I mean, you know, some people think it's a given, you know what I'm saying? You know, this was coming to someone yesterday, you know, he's like, man, did they have a, this is Hispanic History Heritage Month, and some African youth were commenting to me about downtown Chicago, the Mexicano flags, you know what I'm saying, right, over the car hoods and the pride that the Mexicano community, you know what I'm saying? And someone, they have a permit to go down there? I said, a permit? You have to move with a boldness, either by the people of the state, because a lot of times things are backed up by the state, and you think it just happened. You know what I'm saying? You would think it's a no-brainer about a street name after Malcolm X. I'll commend the consistency to get that happen, you know what I'm saying, and keep our guards up. You know, why is it, you know what I'm saying? And we keep on saying, these kids don't know about history. Let's stop being upfront about the discussion. And see, like I heard someone the other day, like, people told me we got a conquered people, like we got a colonized people. You know, we just don't know something. We just dress a certain way. We just say certain things in our songs. We just don't know certain things. That breaking process. It's real deal. It's real deal.
And it's just like you said, it's real deal. And this is an example of it. The fact that it took so long to make this happen in the city. To let you know that. And then how it finally got through was pretty much by default. And so, you know, these people didn't even have to make a commitment. All right, but we got it. You know, the signs are in. We're just going to have this naming ceremony, you know, like African people do, naming ceremony, ironically, on the 15th of October. But, you know, that is what it is. You know, we can do a whole bunch of things, you know, but this is important, too. 15th of October, 1:30, on the corner of, at 2500 Malcolm X Drive in Gary, Indiana, Malcolm X Drive, right on.
That's going to be on television. And we can, just for those who listen in, you said, ironically, that's the birthday of the Black Panther Party. And the others, as many people said, the Black Panther Party is calling themselves as the sons and daughters of Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? So, we can tell that all the way in. That's all we're going to tell it in.
Yes, indeed.
You know?
Like you say, yes, it did.
Right,
yeah. Hey, man, also, brother, just wanted to share, too, a couple other things, man. We, the Nubian Leadership Circle, of which you were our keynote speaker at number 5, we have a number 6. It's coming up this Saturday early in the morning, 9 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock our time. It's online. Check out www.nubianleadershipcircle.org to register, and this should be a good piece. When we talk about, you know, the issue we deal with the music, I'm part of an arts and culture cadre. There's a land and food cadre. There's an international affairs cadre. There's 8 different cadres dealing with issues that affect our people, and one can come in and be a part of just one of them, but be a part, you know, and put in some work, because we got some work projects that are happening right now. I just got off the phone with one dealing with our elevated arts and culture, arts and culture cadre, where we're creating a database of all the ratchet killer radio stations throughout the U.S. that program our children to hate themselves, programs us to hate each other, call ourselves, drop N-bombs on ourselves, disrespect our women, and tell us to shoot and kill each other. We're creating a database of all those stations in the country. It shouldn't take us long to do that, but we got to do that work. And because, you know, there's about 2 or 3 of them in each major city in the U.S. So that's an example of one of the things that we're doing in our cadre. But there's a whole variety, a whole different type of things in terms of nation building. Because the theme is building a black nation through self-determination.
Self-determination.
And that's this Saturday. Wow. Yeah, this Saturday from 9 o'clock Eastern. So 8 o'clock our time here in the Shy. And my brothers and sisters out in Cali, you got to get up at 6. And the guest speaker, oh, I couldn't forget this. The guest speaker, brother, is Cynthia McKinney, man. So that's cool.
Big. Man, this will be. Well, man, unfortunately, I'm going to be on the, they got me in Oakland, Santa Ana, California. Myself and Jacob Blake and other, I think.
You're always
Saturday,
moving. I know you're somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, this coming Saturday.
I'll be hopping around so much, I'm going to be like them people in that commercial, and the dude come, "We love y'all, Cincinnati," and the crowd goes, "So this ain't no damn Cincinnati, this is Detroit."
That's a good one there. Hey, look, man, man, it's right on for being out of there 21 years, man. Just think about how ironic that is. You know, your baba in 21 years, the chairman was here with us, and you're being out 21 years.
Yeah.
And like I shared, I mean, have you stopped since then, brother?
Hey, it's my family keep moving house, you know what I'm saying? And those who not feel we're talking about, this past 14 months, we've been on the street 21 years, and I just, man, this is, it's like nonstop, man. You know, I just, you know what, it's my therapy, you know, to keep moving the groove, man. You know, I'm just on it, you know what I'm saying? I'm surprised I'm still here sometimes. It's, you know, you're riding up funeral, but those times like that will come out of the live. I'm appreciative also to be able, you know, to be able to serve, you know, I mean, to be able to serve the people, you know what I'm saying? I'm committed to never forget. You know, we're constantly reminded. We're dealing with the water, the stadium, you know what I'm saying? We're dealing with conditions, you know what I'm saying, these concentration camps throughout the country, throughout the world. The president, this is Lil Meah Abu-Jamal, you know what I'm saying, I'm reminded, you know, and Field Marshal George Jackson said, no man, I'm going to paraphrase it, no man, no woman leaves that place unaffected, you know, and it's something, so a lady on Facebook, she was trying to give me for a speaking engagement not too long ago, and she was real, not disrespectful, like not flippant, like real flippant, not like, tell a friend, come on up, you know, we all do the same thing, you know. So they asked about my security. Oh, don't worry about the security. We got this group and that, you know, my friends, and she's, you know, and we had backed up, you know. And she sent me a text the other day. She said, I didn't know you were in jail, you know, and, you know, you were in prison. And, you know, yeah. And this came from the picture that was posted, you know. And, you know, that's one of the setbacks with this social media. People come in, it's an arrogance thing. This stuff just started. And, you know, she's open to a little more discussion. And, like, even when we talk to other people about doing events, you know, like no frame of reference. You know, I mean, there's one sister with us. She came and she got locked up. Let me know if y'all can still hit me on Instagram. That people call in and lose it.
Okay, but brother, I do want to share,
yeah,
man.
Let me know.
Hello, Chairman.
Yeah, we
coming. Yeah, I do want to share, brother, that man, we are so glad, brother, and so appreciative, man, of the work you've been doing even before you went in and these past 21 years, brother. We love what you're doing, man, and we love you. Love Mama Kua, you know, all y'all, you know, who put in that work for the people, man. And you one of them ones, man. So, you know, peace and blessings, my brother, and we'll be in touch.
Peace and blessings, free mom, man. I'm honored, man. Today. Love you, man. Yeah. Again, and I'm free mom, you know, Mother Comrade Kua. I'm gonna speak for her on this. You know what I'm saying? She, you know, I'm gonna speak for you. You know what I'm saying? To her duties, being consistent, you know what I'm saying? Just feel fortunate. I look at certain things to know about and to be the certain attacks. Just because, I mean, sometimes I do wonder the ignorance of this. You know, so if you didn't know this, you know, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for the comrades. I'm thankful for the struggle. Sometimes I get battle fatigue. I'm like, damn, I'm tired of back and forth. I mean, it's, you know, it's something contested. Yeah, straight up, I'll be like, damn. You know, I'll be like, oh, here we go. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate the history. I appreciate the present. I appreciate just, you know, seeing, things come together. I just appreciate self-determination. I'm sitting in Philadelphia. I just came back in that Peace Park, and it was crazy. I seen some brothers and sisters who really reflected. They were so similar to brothers and sisters around the Hampton House and how they dealt with the people. It's really something that you can't fake. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know, people won't read a book. You know, it's how you deal with the people. And there's one brother, sister, come on saying, she wouldn't meet him. She kept pushing for it, you know. This is her husband. And his brother, you know what I'm saying, man, we got there, and we talking in this event. They pulled the event off. I mean, the people, you can feel it, you know, over there. And, it's, you know, like you watch, you know, I come in the room, I'm studying, you know what I'm saying, different ideologies. Then it's later, I'm talking later on. And his brother, he was talking about, I don't know, his parents was, he kind of said it to me, I guess he did see it, I missed it, about the party. And you know what I'm saying? And she was talking to me, she said, y'all got to link up. Y'all got to link up. And sometimes you need that connect, because the deal is, I was having discussions on it earlier, I say, we can't go back. A lot of people have, this is no slight, it's not sacrilegious. You can go back to reference the Quran or the Bible. There are certain things the revolutionary cannot go back and take. That Chamber for SP party was more successful than a lot of people think. That's something I can't tell people about. There were people who were there who it was revolutionary. At least they were there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let the record reflect. I mean, you had the family, Emmett Till. You had, man, the wife and son of Mr. Larry Hoover. You had Mr. Rico. You had politicians. You had trustees. The community, the people. You had Dorothy Holmes, the police signal, her son serving food. So it's one thing to say, well, okay, I knew this person was there, but in what capacity? In what capacity? In the back of this book, you just see like the energy is coming out, and I made reference of the NCCL, and we're probably finished saying NCCL. He's about the National Committee to Combat Fascism, and I said, oh man, I said, brother, you want it? He said, yeah, man, my parents. And you could see him appreciating it. It was, you know, and this is something I read about. This is something. I was forced to be able to, you know, man, before internet, social media, to be upset, just conversations around mother, comrade, and party. You know what I'm saying? This wasn't just, oh, we'll say, okay, February time, let's talk about Black History Month. Okay, now it's that, oh, what? Roots is on. Now let's talk about this, the Black, you know, oh, election time. It's intertwined in our every, when I came back from Africa, I reanalyzed the house. I said, damn, these pictures been up here. And to have that, and then people try to get you feel guilty for having that, you know what I'm saying? But you pay the price for that. I remember this one of our childhood friends coming home in the school on 55th and Wood. They gave him a book called Sambo. And my mother, going to the school, this was her son, checking them teachers about this here. You know what I'm saying? And see, man, these stuff that you never know, that you don't impact you. But however, also there are situations that we can never talk about that people don't understand. And that dynamic of hearing about an organization of Black people, not a case that man ain't had no final purpose of that. And we have to understand that. But the impact it has on you. I was struggling up with the car, like even the brother called me yesterday. He said, man, you got one of the Hampton House hounds of puppies. He said, man, you ain't tell me I got one of the crazy. He was like, shit, I see you. I didn't see you. I see the rest of these motherfuckers. I see all the motherfuckers, these damn fools. And we talked about the impact of them. I said, you know, with peers and his puppies, we're going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I said, I made sure they seen the father, you know what I'm saying, and his puppies coming out. And again, I can't, it's going to be, yes, man, it's going to be a lot of casualties, man, in this war. We have experienced a lot of casualties, man. And you go back and look at people, you know, what triggers certain things, and that conversation with their brother, Tony said, and I remember this conversation. I remember going to an event one time, and his sister was telling me about she was at the Black Panther Party. And just a conversation, I didn't know. I said, sister, you was an NCCF, correct? She said, wow, how do you know that? There are certain blanket assessments that people might get away with a one rounder, you know, say, oh, yeah, Black Panther, you know, yeah, you know, this and that. I was the Black Panther Party, so on and so forth. Because, yeah, a lot of people are Black ones, beneficial Panthers, so it's profitable because it's comfortable. But that dynamic of contested conditions, to see it appreciated, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen it. Even people, other than know the way that they deal with the people, they, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times you have to hold it down, because like in the movie Planet Apes, the orangutan told the chimpanzee, he said, hey, be cool. Man, you don't like no small monkeys, man. It's not that coincidence that you don't hear about, you know what I'm saying, our people in our struggle. In the schools, on the media, I heard something on the radio today. I said, damn, they talking about Claudette Colvin. And they said she never, they said she never gave her due. And I said, and I remember battling with people with the class arrogance. This is no slight. People telling me that Rosa Parks was the first one to sit up and listen and refuse to give up her seat. I said, no, no, no. And then they come with this arrogance. Was the book said? I told on the movie said Judas the Black Messiah. They were telling me certain information I knew. And this kind of goes. I said this white author who had his own mouth say he had seen Chairman Fred speak in a crowd one time. And I'm listening to people referencing this. I said, I don't care if you go find a Quran or Bible and tell me that. I read the dialectical materials. I studied this to the good, the bad, and the ugly. And see, it's something conditions we go through. We can make, say, okay, we can see this. We can make outcomes of what happened before. Something you say, oh, I can't believe that. You know what I'm saying? We go to the Angel of Rock too. Some lady called for interview with Mother Comrade up there, and I said, well, let me talk to you first. I like to kind of cut the fat from the meat. See what we want barbecue or meal to. Before the movie, Judas and Black Messiah. When we first pulled Mother Comrade on the set, he's like, oh, man, Chairman, thanks. Because it was, I sympathize with forces of battle fatigue, of constantly people trying to gaslight you. What time did you say you did this? You know, you're the police, so they ask you over and over. It's really not a question. It's an attempt to get their agenda in. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times the script is written, and you're in Kansas, because you pose up in the Woody Allen role, regardless of what they say. And you say, no, that's not how this goes. I told somebody that, I say, It's certain people. Mother Conrad tells us what happened December the 4th, and it's something that still cannot relate to the fact that she covered down of Debbie Chapman before it happened. It can't proceed. Okay, it's like certain things. That's why I say I go on my way to study people, because a lot of times people, even from the progressive side, organizers, they can't understand some people. You know what I'm saying? Their lack of commitment to the struggle, to the people. Or not. Some people have never had no frame of reference. They never had nothing. I mean, this individual that was in our organization. I remember this, he was so callous. Excuse me, he is so callous, you know what I'm saying, to this day. Before we exposed him, I remember asking him one time, I said, have you ever been involved in any, like, a family or Boy Scouts, a gang, any group or anything? He said, no. No frame of reference of it. Nothing where his actions impacted others, he can see it, because the reality is, don't give you the public, that's reality. No frame of reference. And then you start these individuals, you confused, like, man, this person sold out. They have no, it's no frame of reference. You go through childhood. That's the state. That's what they ask. That's what the background. When you come from certain cities, and certain, ain't that true? We say real deal. See, even the colonizers, they kidnapped us from Africa. There was certain ones. They took our bodies out. They were put in cotton fields. Some they were put in the tobacco fields. And so, you know what I'm saying? They buy certain ones to produce a particular sort of slave. You know what I'm saying? With the brawn, but they're saying that your conditions, what you've seen, your frame of reference, are just your images. So it gives you images, and you know, the deal is not to tell you about this group of brothers and sisters, 14, 24 years old, shoot this system up at his knees. And then we end up paying the price. The Vanguard, the organizer, we're talking about, we're going to do the Chairman Fred Street Party in my turn. What the fuck did he say? Did you get the permission from the police? It was the police. Did you do this? It's no frame of reference. Go look at the images of the way they talk, the way they walk. Look, it's a certain dynamic that the state smells. Whoa, there's a different dynamic here, man. It's a different demeanor. And a lot of people are unable and incapable of distinguishing a rooster from a capon. If y'all know what it is, go back and check down south. If you probably, I can do some background checks, man. What's a capon? So it's some people that ask questions. Is that the Black Panther Party? Now, typically, be cool. But channel, everybody don't know. If you out on the farm, and you see some cats running around, they who is that? Farmer Joe. I'm who out the band. Got the blue Gino Ross on, his straw hat. Ain't talking. Big talk the farm. Hang out the mouth, you don't say talk the farm. And he asks you, what's the deal between the roots and the capon? You ask, as opposed to, hold on, let me sit back. Not only who the question comes into who Farmer Joe is or is not, the next question comes in, who else is complicit with this shit? What type of animal farm is this? What type of animal farm is this? And you see everybody run around, hey, that's my Uncle Farmer Joe. And you say, where am I at? This might not even be a farm. This is a Hollywood set. This is a front. All of them, in the words of Jack Nicholson character in the movie, A Few Good Men. The whole courtroom, when you go to a rodeo, and you see this guy come with his gloves and boots on, and he jump up, and he run around. Who is, that's the big cowboy. And he can't tell you the difference between a bull and a steer. Then you run into telling them, hold fast, because people's lives depending on this. Let me see. Well, man, maybe they know. He's not just saying, run around, there's some lady. This ain't no spring chicken. These are people don't say, and you said, Dan, say, wait a minute. They got them on TV saying it's Farmer Joe. They got their people on the face. There's the rulers is backing them up. You say, oh, man. This whole gang is rigged. You come through the colonized community, and you would ask certain questions. Is that a Black Panther? Hold fast. What, Chairman? Let's see. Not only the scriptwriter, let's see the other participants in this flick. Be cool. Get your popcorn. And then you have to ask yourself questions. Who are the producers? The funders. What type of impact? Then you go back and say, what was this? What sort of rooster was this that they invested in so much to hijack the legacy of this rooster? Then you're going to say, damn, no wonder this motherfucker just won't pass hens and shit like it ain't shit. The hens won't fucking work. Dialectical materialism. You look back to bullshit, no wonder. The white folks had a steer all up on the thing. Oh, the big steer. Well, he got big horns. You said, but they feel comfortable around him. He's right in your face. Right in your face. Context clues. We live in the record free of my radio, making history, taking history, taking history, y'all. Y'all feel free to call in the club and with us at 929-477-3785 and press 1 to begin. Any calls in queue? So, comrade, calls in queue. Did I lose y'all?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come to queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Free them all. So, comrade, if you want to, I was accompanied by some comrade. We used this Philadelphia movie. I had said before, the greater Philadelphia, I was talking to Pam Africa before one time. It reminds me a lot of Chicago. In the peace part, we was there. And I was proud to speak. A situation occurred across the street. Ladies got into it. Myself, some comrade, numbers, comrade, that room. So we went to go deal with this contradiction, And I analyzed it. I watched, and it was like an invisible gate, like a guard. They didn't feel comfortable, bringing nonsense over there to the peace part. And deal is ministry to our liberated territories. It's like the politics. It's beautiful, man. The people, man, can pick up on it, man. And it's like, again, I can draw some correlations, I was sitting up, I was in front of the Hampton House late last night. And when you win it, sometimes one of the mistakes about doing some stuff, you make it look easy, motherfuckers think it's easy. And I was just sitting there watching and flashbacking on years ago. If y'all go back and look at old footage, Facebook Live, and the activities, the change and transformation, and if you say, oh, that's really nice. Y'all cleaned up. And I said, man, you even yourself, you can negate certain things of being in there. Someone had one time, a car had cooler, everybody, but there was no water, no heat, no flushing toilet, no nothing, and stuff you take for granted. And not just no water, no heat, no tomorrow, where another agenda was being pushed there. And I talked some of the people who were, complicit with that,
And they would acknowledge and say, man, we appreciate the stance that you all took. You have to hold the line, even when it's not popular. Hold the line. We call it club confidence. Even if other people cannot relate, you know, so you have to study history, and it has to be more than just a gut feeling. That is a price for you. But the line allows others to relate. And if you come around other boys who have doubt, they can weaken a line. They can. It's a movie, Apocalypto. And one of my favorite pieces, I'm going to have to watch this movie again. Have a piece written me, I'll watch it. The guy had told the older guy, you must leave. He said, why? You said, because you're a fear. You're a fear. It's contagious. Not for me, the individual, but other forces, you know. And I remember someone in the Panther Party had told me, you see, they were saying, I was on some, what they call it, Custer's Last Stands. You know what I'm saying? I said, yeah. They said, yeah. And I just really couldn't grasp the fact that, the significance, the significance of the home in which Chairman Fred grew up in, you know, so us being fortunate to be the tightest, you know what I'm saying, saving and maintaining it, and also to be able to part of history, the ongoing history. And I was fortunate to have some comrades who rolled, you know what I'm saying, who held the line. And I called my brother today. He said, man, I teach in the school 2 blocks from Hampton House. He said, I cried today when they said they didn't know who Channel 3 in Hampton was. I said, man, I said, hold the line, brother. He said, we need you here next Wednesday. I said, I'll be there. We're doing a lot of damage control. I say, it's been a lot. I say, man, Lenin said it would take people 20 years to learn the ordinary times. They learned in 2 years of revolutionary times. Well, I heard it talking about Claudia Colvin today. I said, that is interesting. It's like a cleanse, like a floodgate. So it can make up for, you know, not make up for it, but you hit it and that impact. Because a lot of stuff that the ruling class has us regurgitating, it can't hold no weight. You know what I mean? It makes no logical sense. It's like everything from a motherfucker riding around on a sled, red suit, driving a tourist out of chimney, to whoever works hard makes it. Once you come to contact with some logic, or you know what I'm saying, you see these politicians, the entertainers, they call philanthropists, and you start saying, oh, these cats really not connected to the community. Once they say you was gangsters, once they say you was, as you know, caring about us, or the organizations they give you, once you get it ain't no tug of war. It's like, I can see that. Like, certain people, they can see that. No, I can't see that. Certain things, I can see. I can see this in the jam, the scam all through the screen. You should go back and check. You've never seen this under contested conditions. Hold the line. Any callers in queue?
Grandma, brother, channel callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Grandma,
929-477-3785. Press 1.
Excuse me.
We had the coffee and we're looking on time. 15 minutes. You know, any questions, y'all? You know, we're going to count down. Anything I miss? I told 15th birthday of the Black Panther Party coming up. What we got? This Saturday, Triple C's, we're going to be tying into these sisters having an event. That's what we got going on, a grand opening time to that. I'll be speaking in Oakland, California at an event, the Rose to Concrete. I think that's confirmed, I'm not sure. I got a chance to see if it's confirmed with Stuart. But again, you know, just community refrigerators should be popping up everywhere. Not just community refrigerators, but I'm with a politic on how to serve the people, seeing so like, oh yeah, I do that. My uncle does say, no, it's a certain way, it's a certain demeanor, how you relate to the people. the political analysis, putting it in the context of terms we use. You know what I'm saying? It produces a different. It might suffice you try something else. You might come close. Like they say, you know, you fix your car. You ain't got no power steering fluid. You use brake fluid or something. It might work. It'll work for a minute. Ain't nothing like that real deal revolutionary politics. Nothing like it. All the facts. Please do. You want to tap in? So can we have a conversation about the music influences? We got 15 minutes. Give me any question in particular? Let us know. Do I bring you in? You want to type the question out? You want to count down? Let me know. Let us know. You'll call in 929-477-3785 and press 1. Or type the question out. Or I bring you in on here. Let me know. Let us know. You'll come in. Okay, you do this. Okay. I think I see a request. I press that. Now, I'm going to say this all the facts. Before I got food on your show, Paul came in at 6 o'clock and got this, and I ended up about 3, 4 in the morning talking. When they invite in. Okay, you go right here. Did I do it right? So you're right. Free them all. All these facts in the building, man.
Free them all, Brother Jeremy.
Free them all, Comrade.
We have Brother Kwana back on the line. Free them all.
Okay, hold on. That was one minute. I got a question on Instagram Live that's coming in, too. So that was 1 minute.
How can we get some of these Chicago artists to fill in with that refrigerator?
How can we get some of these Chicago artists to fill in with the refrigerator? Man, one, that's that people pressure. Let's have the conversation here. Leave me at the clubs, throwing it out there. Let's be consistent with it. Let's brainstorm some events so we can get, you know what I'm saying, get them a lot of times. Now, they have a fear factor of doing something on our own terms. If the Chicago Public Schools call them, they'll jump out there and do it. You know what I'm saying? And like I called coming early. A lot of them, they, you know, not just Chicago, all in general, they had a manager and handlers be mocking them for doing it.
Your friends, I can call, you know, we can always use my stage.
Let a million flowers bloom. Let a million flowers bloom. I'm going to say this too, bro. Let's do it, but also let's come in with the acknowledgement that some cats are not with it. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, they ain't even loud.
They ain't not loud. That's what I'm saying. And that's the message. When you come into dealing with people like that, they ride through their whole life. Well, maybe you didn't know. We got to come in through the door like, no, we be clear. Some of you cats can, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we got to come in with this, you know what I'm saying? Up to Annie, you know what I'm saying? So let's put out a call for all these the artists and say, man, we all left. We had the code of coach come on, drop us on the refrigerator. And we know some cats ain't going to do it. And those artists, they didn't know. They got to find out where the club is at. You understand? So that's
dumb shit.
Real talk. And then do it in the way we up the ante, not just with the artists, but even which radio stations are scared to mention it. You know what I'm saying? Well, they can't mention it. You know what I'm saying? Let's be clear on that. Let's be clear on that.
I know somebody
over there who I get on their skin. Man, listen, we ain't cut no corners, man. We don't care how good they sing, how, you know what I'm saying, what they talk. We don't know how they, listen, man, I'm clear on a lot of these cats, man. We gotta hide the contradictions, man. So let's do it. Let's put a call out. You know what I'm saying? A general mean. It ain't gonna be a simple mean. Come on, you know what I'm saying? Artists. Let's do Chicago artists. Support the Happy House Community Refrigerator. Ain't no, well, I understand, you know, you know, Channel Gray was talking too fast, they understand where was that, you know, so point blank. For a simple meme, and they can't post it, can't share none of that. So let's flood it. I can get that done ASAP. Get that meme out there and tag each other with it and flow and watch who respond and who don't respond and how they respond.
Amen. And, so all of these platforms is yours.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is my brother. Y'all make sure I follow all these facts on Instagram. This is paid the old school up. Yeah. Oh man, listen. All them so you can get. I hear Twitch though. You want hey? Be prepared. You'll be surprised. I'm gonna tell you. Hey, don't want them to call up. You will be surprised. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? Hey. All them names. Let's get that meme. Put that meme together. So that all Chicago article called to support the Hampton House Community Refrigerator. Tag their page on Instagram.
Hey.
Yep. Let's do it.
I know one of my friends probably recording this, or I'll be able to do what I need to do to get it done.
Yeah.
But it's done.
So you're right. So you're right.
All the facts.
All the facts. Love you, brother. Free them all. Free them all. Let's do it. Let's flood them. Yep.
It's done.
It's done. Make history, take history, and take history. That was, so a lot of people have a big Robin or a big long meeting. What about this? Man, basic shit. When the white folks tell them, hey, listen, we got a situation. Tell you, be down there, support this. Stay down there. We have to stop the violence march. They don't ask no questions. They down there. Man, dressed up, but man, the only one who should I be crying? Should I tears my eyes? Should I, you know what I'm saying? Should I call? Is a large support? That's big man. Ready to roll. Stinky move. You gonna call me, Q?
Hey, Chairman. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, my brother.
Yeah, I had a real quick question for you. It's dealing with creative license.
Sir.
I know we had a wrap, and I was talking about the controversy and the divide about this movie, The Woman King. And, you know, I shared with a group about how, you know, with Judas and the Black Messiah, you know, you and Mama Comrade, Sister Kua, and maybe others were there consulting and right there. But, and even with that, I'm sure there was some creative license that, you know, that was taken. So just... You know, your comments on that process and how, you know, and about this propaganda, no matter what it is, it's all propaganda. Just I want to hear your comments on that for right on.
Well, you, okay, I'll hear the question.
Let me try to make it clear, but just the fact about even with what y'all, you know, you all being there, that creative license. Because, you know, all these things have a message, all these movies, no matter what they are, there's a message that they want to relay and get out there. And, you know, again, you all were there. They all had been able to put a stop to, or, you know, or be involved in that piece, but in that particular movie. But, huh?
No doubt about it. And everything, some people say, it's just a movie. Ain't nothing just no movie. Ain't nothing just no movie. Ain't nothing just, everything is political. Everything is political. Even if the person don't even know it, you know what I'm saying? How you move, what scene? Why do they go overboard? Hold on, no, that scene has to come in first. That scratch that. That tone, the light has to hit his face this way. Her face comes in. She has to initiate the conversation. Go look at those. How many times they go through scripts? Cut, stop, man, rewind this. Come backwards. Now this person don't look that way. Look at, change your body language. It's a purpose to it. It's an intent. It's an agenda. It's an agenda. And it's so powerful. It can trump reality. It can redirect. You know, people say you can dismiss all. You know what I'm saying? Like you take. I think someone said Smithsonian talking about how much misinformation in regards to this movie, the Panther, the Judas and Black Messiah. There are certain. We have the podcast where we address certain points. well, this week we're going to say this was altered a bit. But it's some frame of reference to the legitimate facts, you know what I'm saying? And you have to be able to say, okay, wait a minute. It's one thing to say, okay, this is the altered and so on and so forth. But to be able to open the cut, to go back to some basic facts and think of certain things, say, what's altered? You know what I'm saying? There are certain things you say, why would you go out your way? In fact, on the movie Jesus Black Messiah, it was said to me another test, damn, Chairman, this makes a better thing, the truth. You know what I'm saying? That was, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You would say something, wow. No, this actually happened. And you know what I'm saying? They say, what you're saying it's better. I say, we can offer, people be surprised in our communities. The purpose, like the history of Hollywood. The wood that the magicians use, it comes from a particular tree called a holly tree. And it's the mood is to trick you. You say, why? It's like, that's imperialism. Imperialism, they had a machine impregnating the pigs, actual pigs, the sows. And the guy say, he explained to them, if the pig was able to breed naturally, they can get more pigs. They can produce more baby piglets. He said, why do they have this steel machine? You know what I'm saying? That you're not getting the quality of peas, you're not getting the amount of peas, and that imperialism. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be chasing air, you're gonna be chasing, you know, it can never connect to nothing, and this is a reality. So you go back and you believe in it, you know, you say, wait a minute, it's no way possible making a connection. So you look at whose interest is it in? To change what, you know what I'm saying, what agenda is going on at the time, what movies come. George was a warden named George Teller. He's the director of one of the prisons, Barry Machiavelli. He could be likened to a mayor daily of the prisons. He was so Machiavellian. He would show movies right before he did certain attacks inside the prisons. He would show movies where there were no prisons was not getting any showers. We'd be like, man, that's messed up. How you get them? And he would take the showers. You know what I'm saying? Before he executed someone and stayed in the prison, he would flood the porno movies. You know what I'm saying? This is very Machiavellian. Very Machiavellian. The type of movies he showed. You know what I'm saying? When he showed them. It was, you know what I'm saying? He was, when he smelled organizing going on, he would show people betraying, like informants betraying each other. So you come out and say, oh, they don't trust no niggas. A professional NBA player said once, in college, the movies that they show them are all movies showing black women in a bad light. So you think these athletes on their own, because they say, man, then you combine it, because it doesn't operate by itself. It's propaganda. So all of a sudden now, you go to college campus, all of a sudden you're surrounded, the young white ladies, you know what I'm saying, and you think it's the sins you made. It's the propaganda. They put them around, you know what I'm saying? And you just, oh, it's a movie. It's certain things that you couldn't sell in the real world. But this big screen, I told me right cool when Daniel Kaluuya was first talking at the Hampton House, I said, be very careful now. The movie screen is so powerful, you will have motherfuckers saying, man, is that really Cameron Frayer's doing it? Is his father? Forget, I mean, this is all logic. People say the movie said it. You know what I'm saying? Even your definition of beauty, all of that. The history in Nazi Germany, Grobel, who was the minister of propaganda, they set the stage. They were just saying, it was gassing the people who have mental health issues at first. And they get the movie, the propaganda was propaganda bombs. Jerry Springer was being interviewed by William Shatner. Jerry Springer said his grandmother told him, the movies that Hitler, the Fuhrer, Adolf Hitler, and Grobel, Minister of Propaganda, they'll make these jokes and comedy about this. She said, you always be careful what type of jokes we make about you, about your people. It lightens the blow. These rap videos, listen, go back and, have you seen them, the producer, when you talk about this problem, the people who've had the videos, it dehumanizes you. I'm asking you a question. Why do you think today the shooting in Little Village? Today's news. It's a rhetorical question. I'm going to hold my tongue. I'm not going to get an answer. I want you to tell me that next week. Why, when the shooting of the police in Little Village, Why they always show those pictures of God?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, but yeah, but it is getting all that publicity today and
all
top news. Yeah, the police.
That was all they showed was the gun. No deposit sketch, no nothing. All they showed was the gun. And I guarantee you, with the mass, the majority of people went to, some nigga with dreadlocks. I guarantee you, some white boy reached these. I was surprised to put this white boy pitch up there. He had to do Happy Days, the red hair. I said something. Why would they put it? That was an aberration. Images, the scene. And I'm telling you, I got to see the intestines of it. I was on a movie set. It was, man, you shut 2 minutes of a movie set. It could be like hours. Cut. That person comes back. He's watching body language. One time we had some struggles one time about the whole man. I said, no, man, can't go like that, man. Man, come on, this is one of the war stories. In the movie, Judas and the Black Messiah. Initially, when Chairman Fred came into, and this is no slight, we can't look at it like it's all ill intent. There's some plan all over there. Chairman Fred with Young Patriots. When he walks into the scene with the Young Patriots, initially, the leadership of the Young Patriots is up on a podium. It's a light behind him. And Chairman Fred's character looks up at him. I said, whoa. You have to understand the mass of the people. When I be in the community in the west side of Chicago, when the foreign merchants who own the stores, the Arab cats who be dealing with this, talking to the sisters, they cool him. They up on the podium. I said, no, come down. I'm not looking up at you talking to you. Come down. That impacts you. Why are you putting the police station? Your chair is wobbly. They ain't going to change all legs even. That's intentional. When the British, this motherfucker ripped off all his listeners, yeah. Her ancestors, when they met with Queen Nzinga, they bring in that. They ain't had no chair for her.
Mm-hmm.
So you got them criminals sitting back on their chairs. She had to get no directive or nothing. These soldiers got right on point. Bam. All those gave her a human chair. Yeah. See, and you go back and look at all the movies, the commercials, when they show you all that. So back to the question at hand, what can you afford? That was certain things. Mother Carter said, whoa, hold on. I said, no, Chairman Fred, he can take that cut. We wanted the Red Book to be in there, so we battled, so you got to be in there. So we came to some point of creating that scene, one of my favorite scenes. This show, the stuff that I did with that was needed, because sometimes, obviously, I just take for granted. We think people understand revolutionaries, they human, they have relationships. A lot of people have no concept of that. The scene with Daniel Kaluuya and Dominique Fishback when they're portraying Chairman Fred Deborah Johnson, they're in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Not in PE class. They're in the bed. And you're talking about Tim Mao Zedong's long walk. See, revolution is a beautiful struggle. It's not no okay man wait till February comes. Intertwined our discussions, it was all of this. You know what I'm saying? So that was imperative. You know what I'm saying? So it's certain things that you can say, okay, you can embellish certain things, you can add them. It's like they talk about now in the community. It's not no dope in the community. It's fentanyl. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no, as opposed to when I say, okay, put a little shake on it. It's fentanyl. It's fentanyl. Some of these movies they give you is straight up script. You're like, why would they make up a, it's an agenda to come with straight fentanyl. They put some cut. You say, okay, man, maybe the drugs, gasoline in the hood, the community. They said you can put gasoline for the white community and light it on fire. You said, why they put so much water in the gasoline? You said, well, this ain't even no gas. It's an agenda. Long range, tear by cars, you the cars on. Oh, it's an agenda. When somebody come on a straight up, a blatant lie, you're like, man, wait a minute. There's a way you can tell me this is alcohol in this gas tank. There's a way possible to tell me this movie is based on any credible. In fact, is diametrically opposed. Like I told you, you look at certain things on the Black Panther Party. You say, wait a minute, man. So I say you're doing a movie on the Crips. So the Crips, 1988. And you watch the TV, you say, man, we don't watch a movie on the Crips. They come out, all these cats got on red. They clean shaven. You say, wait a minute. You say, well, maybe wardrobe didn't have enough money for no. It's an agenda to change history. You look at certain things, certain movies, say, no, somebody invested money. They wanted to clash, to contend against the actual narrative. You mean, no, this ain't, you said, well, man, how do you know the some Crip? No. You said, no, I'm talking about basic stuff. You walk in a movie about the Muslim community, you say, wait a minute, what are they doing? Why is everybody these pork chops and stuff? Well, you know, man, you want to make the scene with some food. One thing, you said, it's a contradiction. I brought to the attention on the set one day. I said, wait a minute, man. Why is the Panther Party the only one smoking all these damn cigarettes? They said, damn. It never dawned on us, Chairman. The budget for cigarettes, I said, I'm not knocking the parties that they can't smoke cigarettes, but the feds, the young patrons, who nobody, and you got a generation who never seen nobody, she got, you know what I'm saying, smoke cigarettes on TV. You got to keep that in context. You know what I'm saying? You have a community of people who never seen, a lot of cats, they seen the Jews and Black Messiah. Young cat told me, say, hey, man, I ain't never knew no structure like that. The San Francisco Street Party. Them cats say, man, I didn't know no Indians existed. You had some real deal niggas. I mean, damn, there were no motherfucking Tonto, no Lord. Them were real natives, man. Them real natives. You know what I'm saying? It's people who heard about Van Hoover in this abstract way. That's his wife. You know, see, who is it? Her son. That's Dorothy Holmes. Who is the Harvard County Jail? Nicholas Cassandra Griff. It's people it's actual tangible. You can connect to it. You're like, damn. You know what I'm saying? They give you stuff. The state gives you stuff that you can never. That's why hypothetically you say, man, we don't give you some shit that it's impossible. You can. That's why they give you a leadership. They give you this big image of, oh, they had these perfect families. Man, that's that Brady Bunch shit. Oh, a guy named Mike, he had three kids. He met another lady. She had three daughters, all of them same ages. They come, it doesn't make no logical sense, man. Say that happens, hypothetically. You get the, oh, we going to be buzzed, we the same age. They say you this is called gaslighting, man. Go to the movie, who behind this? Who playing fairy tale with our reality, man? See, it's one thing, we can't afford too many fairy tales. You know what I'm saying? It's real deal. Killers going out there. You see these rappers come out there? Yeah, man, blah. That's what you see in a real deal reality. Like, man, this going down. And you want to send me this facade, these videos, everybody they rolling and blah, blah. And them kids are like, man, shit. I don't see it.
Right on.
I know. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but I knew you come with it, man. I knew you come with it. And, you know, I mean, I'm thinking about that, like that Nardo Wick video and that dude, that white boy out of the western suburbs to make these videos. And he just remade that video, and it's just straight viciousness.
They'll take them cat songs, man, and they don't mean no harm. They did. Now, I remember that Trick Daddy song. That song, Trick Daddy, I love that song. America. Go to Trick Daddy and this song, America. I'm watching the video. I'm saying, how is this shit about this army? And I'm knowing this dude, I told you, he got 10 siblings, Miami, Florida, the hood. In the video, you leave with the whole thing like, oh, man, the army, this lady husband. See, visuals are important. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, who the movie Jews and Black Messiah? How, you know, what character? Or man, it was so. We they shot one scene, and the guy who played James Gloves Davis. We come back to him, so we almost they shot the scene. We almost got in the same elevator. I'm like, whoa, Jack. I said, man, shit, I can't be with you that close around me. And that, the imagery, we under us struggling, like, no, to show that fact of a Negro, you know, that was important. It was, well, if you came and seen the Jews Black, and you seen all white police, you know what I'm saying, that might fail better people. Oh, yeah, let's go. I just say, like the fact they had the aid, the informant. Man, listen, we deal with the good, the bad, and ugly. And I want to be lied to. You know what I'm saying? They want, this one dude told me in the state of prison, the guards was beating us down so bad. He came there. I said, hey, my man, he came, he was new. I said, little brother, heads up, man. I got y'all working shifts. Them two doors down there, 7-8. I said, got this shit. He said, hey, man, I heard of you. You Black Panther, man. He said, I heard of you. He said, I don't even want to know what's happening. I said, what? He said, I don't even want to know. And that, some people don't want, man, sometimes, and you might want, and I, and I'm cool. Sometimes everybody want to watch a movie. Sometimes I'll be like, man, I want to watch a bullshit movie. You know what I'm saying? Let's be clear on that. When you start talking about, you say, man, you know, we're talking about our organization, our history. Okay, all right. What's up? Now, you know what I'm saying? It's just a different dynamic. Now, this, I ain't going to knock nobody going to get a skateboard. You know, I don't tell people, man, you might say, man, you might go, man, I'm going on, watch a little comedy show. You can watch Jerry Springer. Be clear, man. They got the applause button, the sign, you know what I'm saying? Be clear on all that. Don't come and quote no damn, oh, man, Jeopardy, white people show smart. Man, he was on stage. I told the cat the other day that the dog whisperer, he was talking about, I said, listen, man, you can't compare that shit to nobody in the hood, man. They shoot them dogs. I said, listen, you know what they do to actors? You think they be getting high on their own? They shoot them dogs up so many motherfucking pills. Them dogs, listen, he's a great trainer. Man, listen. You better come, shit. I'm a great trainer. Man, listen. I don't know if you can see the world. Man, the scars on my arm, they can't cause some scratches. Go to battle, real deal training with them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? They show you people, them dogs are so doped up and broken, where they get there, they use them dogs. Man, listen. And you can watch it and recognize it for this. When you start quoting, like, oh, yes, you're going to get yourself in the hell of a... There's no way possible you're going to be the same situation. You know what I'm saying? Man, playing them fight old games. Fuck around, come across some cool jokes, you know what I'm saying? And our movements. They give you these organizations, oh, yes, and DNA's fun. You're like, see how they stick together? They don't have no problems. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they get funded. People support them. They have this... You know, most people don't know about no motherfucker cop, you know what I'm saying? Get them get a bomb up out of jail. Them ones got to go to court tomorrow. See, I tell people, you watch that 48 hours. You like, man, everybody, you think they're going to show you the power of motherfuckers is not telling? Oh, cops, you think ain't nobody going to listen to motherfuckers? That shit is on the edit. Cut that. They not going to show you that. It's an agenda. It's an everything. Just the narrative. You say, man, I don't give what the narrative is. And then you're going to come back and quote it to you. Oh, yeah, man, you know, movie. Man, you don't get that motherfucking, man, Hollywood-ass shit, man, shit. That Brady Bunch-ass shit. Yeah, you almost believe that. I'm going to kick my three sons. I'm going to meet this lady. She got three daughters. We gonna, man, please. Why you think they never even showed James Evans outside the house? They don't want us to get no image of us doing external factors. We have to deal with external factors. They'll show you those rappers. You get your jewelry on. You want a set. And they start to believe in that shit. Hanging out around motherfuckers, going through the hood. You know, man. And they came with, they be looking like that, like the deer. Because the headlights hit them. Bam. And they looking around for the motherfucking directors and shit. They're like, this dude, I'm going to close out with this here. I'm we youngsters, right? My man just passed, too. I never get this. We about 16. This dude was a professional boxer on TV and everything. So we come out of the neighborhood. We sitting there. We chopping up. He get to a rumble. He get to argue with the guys. My man tell him, hey, man, y'all going to get out. When the brother on the street get out with him, he hit him. The brother was a professional boxer. He was literally looking around for the referee. Literally. He couldn't even move. He was so used to being in a train. He looking for the lady to come out to surround, too. He looking for the bell. He looking for the motherfucking steel. He could not function in the real world.
Wow. The movies they give you, it cannot function in the real world. You know what I'm saying? It's on close. That's what the man, the Panther Party. So, man, I don't like the fact they show William on it. We showing you because informants exist. That you going to make you appreciate Chandler Fred more like, man, this dude done under contested condition. You know, I want a nice picture, revolutionary gets up, you know, love scene. Him and he met Deborah Johnson, and they went off and, you know, hug, and it was a beautiful scene. Well, folks don't want to know about them, and I have no hot water in that apartment they stayed in. That's towards reality. What we going to know about her being locked up 8 and a half months pregnant? That's towards reality. Mothers don't want to know about if William O'Neill was the only motherfucking informant. Whoa, cut, stop. No, yeah, I know damn well. But the reality is, this is the reality. Shit, I caught myself on that one. When the reality is, this is the reality. Told nobody, y'all. Y'all keep your heads up, eyes on the fist clench, y'all. Keep your heads up, eyes open, and fist clench. Another time on the episode, y'all. Revolution of love, respect, y'all. Got more moves to make. We're going to continue to make history, take history, take history, y'all. What's it called? Free them all. So, come and take us on out.
You basically knowing my ideology, basically you knowing me, knowing yours, you can support some of our programs. Is that what you're saying?
Why not?
And you believe in programs like the Breakfast Children program and Free Health Clinics? Right on, brother?
We believe they're good things.
Uh-huh.
As a focal point to organize their mothers and fathers.
Uh-huh.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. There's no educational program here?
That's come out of social action time. You know, you set that up, bro. I mean, we can't put everything on one piece of paper.
What about this bank?
Credit union?
Mm-hmm.
Credit union. Credit union, my brother.
It is a bank.
Are you hip to a credit union?
It is a bank.
Yeah, are you going to buy money?
Yeah. It's a bank. It's a bank. Owned by the people. Run for the people. And by the people.
What will money be given out to people for?
Well, the people would decide that.
You want to buy,
you know, whatever, you know, the people in the community decide.
You need some living room furniture, maybe? You need a car, maybe?
See, the thing is with me, Dig, I need to know some more about it. I wish you had some more literature about the educational thing here. Because, you dig, as far as we're concerned in the struggle, the way we look at struggle is that this depends on the educational thing, you dig.
This depends on the education. Well, the whole thing.
No, but in the end, this does. You can form this with no education. You can form this.
No, not the way we're talking about forming it. You know, right. We're talking about forming it right. You know, it's not on the paper. We didn't write it on the paper.
You form it right with no education.
No.
Let me give you an example. Yomo Kenyatta formed the excellent revolution with no education. And on the end of the end thing, Yomo told the motherfucker, I said, well, you know, you've been educated to hate the enemy, but I'm your brother. I help you lead the revolution. Now I'm more oppression. Another example, Papa Doc in Haiti. Papa Doc in Haiti hated everything white. Man, you couldn't put this white paper in front of Papa Doc's face. But he moved all the white people out and he took over and be oppressed. But he did, because of no education. And the people that have been educated, they said that we don't hate the motherfucking white people. We hate the oppressor, whether he be white, black, brown, or yellow. So we got to know the educational program to find out what is going to be in the finale. A lot of people, Yomo Kenyatta is called not a... never a revolutionary, but an ex-revolutionary. So it's Papa Doc. They brought on a successful revolution. That thing in the Mau-Mau's was a bitch. Bantu freedom fighters, all that kind of action. But what we're saying is, that it's the end. But you don't judge Castro now. You can't do it. Nobody in this room could judge whether Castro's going to be a revolutionary or not. You know what I mean? We're talking about things, you know what I mean, with China, the People's Republic, and even at the stage they're in now, talking about even going on further into a communistic state. That's what we're talking about. That was a revolutionary. So we got to understand here the educational program that you have to be able to figure out whether it will go on the right lines to where the people will end up in a situation where they can be able to really control themselves. You understand what I'm saying? With no education, the people that take this local foundation and start stealing money because they won't be really educated to why it's the people's thing anyway. You understand what I'm saying? With no education, you have neocolonialism instead of colonialism like you got in Africa 9, like you got in Haiti. So what we're talking about is there has to be an educational program. That's very important. As a matter of fact, we're so important for us that a person has to go through 6 weeks of our political education before he can consider himself a member of the party, able to even run down ideology for the party. Why? Because if they don't have an education, then they're nowhere. You dig what I'm saying? They're nowhere because they don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. you might get people caught up in an emotionalist movement. You understand me? You might be, get them caught up in because they're poor and they want something. And then if they're not educated, they want more. And before you know it, they'll be capitalist. And before you know it, we'll have Negro imperialism.